Okay, so we will start the webinar. Before we start, hello, good morning, everyone, once again, and thank you for being here today with us. But before we start, please make sure that you have your microphones and video turned off during the presentations. I will also ask you to rename yourself to first, last name, and entity you represent. It will be easier to identify you during the Q&A section. As you can see on your right, there's an image that shows you where you can make this change. As I was saying, there will be a specific slot dedicated to Q&A, and if you wish to ask a question, we kindly ask you to raise your hand. You can see also on your right side of the slide, a raise hand icon. So you just click it and it stays there. And do not use the chat or turn on your microphone. The moderator will go through the raised hands and ask participants to turn on their microphones in video and ask their questions. So we kindly ask you to please wait your turn. The agenda for today's webinar goes as follows. So we will start by presenting the DigiCert project, followed by a presentation concerning the project Open Call for Circular Cities. Then we will present the Circular Cities Accelerator Program. And we will finalize the webinar or the session by having a Q&A slot where you can pose all your questions. So we will start with the first presentation, and now I will pass the word to Melanie.
Thank you, Katarina. Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. So I am taking control of the presentation. I think it works. No. Yes. So good morning, everyone. I am Mélanie Pellen. I am leading the DigiCert project at Cap Digital, and it's my pleasure to present our project and show you what you can get from it as a consortium. So in a couple of words, DigiCert stands for Digital and Circular Economy. So now, basically, DigiCert is, as you can see, 11 partners, a 5 million euro budget, and one goal: to promote digital innovation for the circular economy. So to achieve that goal, we cover three sectors: circular cities, blue economy, and bioeconomy. And to make it work, we rely on three activities. The first is build and animate a European ecosystem of stakeholders. This includes clusters, public entities, SMEs, investors, research organizations, large companies, and investors from across Europe and from different sectors. Second activity is to create digital tools for the benefits of consortia. Here we are talking about helping consortia in developing their own solutions. And finally, the last activity is to manage the open call and the accelerator program. Basically, we will launch three open calls, one per sector, to select consortia that will integrate one of our accelerator programs. These are the 11 partners of the consortium from across Europe and what they do. So first we have the cluster, we have the expertise on the thematic area. Cap Digital is a French cluster for digital and ecological transformation. Cap Digital is responsible of the circular cities domain and is also the coordinator of the project. Then we have DigiPolis, DPO, who runs the Circular and Bioeconomy Center in Finland and is responsible for the bioeconomy thematic of the project. And CTN, which stands for, in English, Marine Technology Center. CTN is based in Spain and operates in the maritime sector. CTN is responsible for the blue economy area. So that was for the three cluster, but the consortium is also composed of two companies in charge of developing the project digital tools, Praxis and CLMS. We also have two business accelerator experts, F6S and Officine Innovazione, one expert in systemic design, Politecnico di Torino, a venture capital firm, Fast Track, a law firm, Artus Legal, and a sustainability consultant company, Inspiring Culture Association. So DigiCirc is a budget of 5 million euros, all funded by the European Commission through the H2020 InnoSub program. It is planned to last 32 months with three main phases, from cluster engagement to accelerator programs. These phases apply for the three sectors. It means that we will have three acceleration programs during the project. 15 consortia will be selected per program. Let me just remind you that a consortia is composed of at least two SMEs. So we will select and accelerate a total of 45 circular innovations. And to do so, we have a dedicated budget of 2.4 million for the SMEs. So now, as a takeaway, what, as a consortia, you will get from this project? By applying to our open call, you will have access to, first, up to 120,000 euros per consortia as a financial support. You will have access to an acceleration program, during which you will get direct access to a portfolio of investors, business coaching, thematic mentoring, and courses provided by our experts. And finally, you will have access to our digital tools developed within the project, which are a matchmaking platform for connecting with different actors, and also platforms providing knowledge on data and circular economy ecosystem. So this was a brief introduction to our project. I thank you for your attention. I hope you feel like joining to help dealing with the major challenges of circular cities. Thank you again. And if you have any question, it will be my pleasure to answer during the Q&A session. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Melanie. Just let me admit people that are still waiting. Okay. Perfect. So now we will go for the DigiCert presentation of open call for circular cities. I will just share my screen. So DigiCert will issue three open calls as gate openers for the three accelerator programs throughout 2020-2022. And here the main goal is to look for cross-border and cross-sector consortium with cutting-edge solutions towards the digitalization of the circular economy. This presentation refers to the project first open call, which concerns the circular cities domain. So what is the timeline for this open call? We launched the Circular Cities open call on 1st November, and the deadline for submitting your applications will be 14 January 2021. The evaluation and selection process will be executed trustworthy and with the preliminary dates here presented. So the evaluation process will be held from 21st January to 4th February, followed by a top-ranked consortium interviews from 15 February to 19 February. And the final selection will be held during a consensus meeting, and afterwards we will communicate the results, and everything will be done by 24 February. So now we are currently accepting applications for the Circular Cities Open Call. What's in it for the SMEs? So selected SMEs will receive funding up to 60K equity free. They will have access to four in-house developed platforms. And here we are talking about geolocation of materials. And this tool can be used to find and access data on waste, people, energy, among other. The matchmaking platform. And here SMEs will be provided the access to find and connect with the future business partners. Industrial Symbiosis platform, which will provide access to a catalog of real-life waste streams to find suppliers and partners. And finally, the info portal. And here we will provide knowledge on the circular economy ecosystems. And we are referring to investment opportunities, regulatory landscape, market trends, and of course, technological advances. SMEs will also receive, during the accelerator program, will also receive coaching support. And here coaches will provide a one-on-one coordinate and consult meetings on a weekly basis, where they will assess the business model and discuss key business issue doubts with the SMEs or the consortium. And finally, the consortium will also receive during the accelerator program thematic mentoring. And here mentors have a significant experience in their thematic areas will serve as a source of information, kind of a reality check. And they will allow a consortium to connect with the wider sectors such as industry, academia, and others. As per the mentors, they will also provide a one-on-one coordinate and consult meetings, but on the bi-weekly basis. So how can you participate? As Melanie said in her presentation, to enter the DigiCircle program, you need to form a consortium. So we invite SMEs to use our digital matchmaking platform to look for other SMEs in case you want to make synergies and create a consortium. Of course, if you already have a consortium form, you can directly apply to the open call. The English is the official language, so all submissions and applications must be done in English. If we received any kind of application in other language, it will not be considered eligible. Interested applicants should register at the F6S platform to be able to access the DigiCirc F6S page. And here we will have specific pages to the respective open calls, in this case for the circular cities. And for each page, you need to fill in an application form. Please bear in mind that the F6S platform will be the central interface for managing the applications, and submissions received by any other channel will be discarded or not considered eligible. UK companies, since UK is an European associated country, are also eligible. And each applicant or each consortium can only submit one proposal per open call. So in case we receive several proposals, we will consider only the last one submitted for evaluate or to be considered eligible. The application form. So we would like to say to refer here that the process and evaluate in the process of and evaluation through all application forms is GDPR compliant. So we will request the minimum information needed to deliver the evaluation procedure, and we will share with the European Commission a summary of the proposals received as well as participants' information. All applicants must complete the Annex 3.1, which refers to the Circular Cities Proposal Template, and submit it along with their proposal application. Applicants who fail to do it so will not be considered eligible, because this is in this proposal template, you will explain in more detail your proposal. Along with the Annex 3.1, so the proposal template, you also need to submit three annexes, so the Declaration of Honor per SME, the SME Declaration, again, for each SME, and finally, the Consortium Declaration of Honor, all in PDF format and properly signed. Please, we kindly ask you to go through all questions on both annexes and make sure you have filled in all the required information. And here we are referring to signatures, checkboxes, tables, among others. And finally, please bear in mind that your application should have a clear European dimension, where you clearly identify your economical and societal impact. So some open call application tips. We strongly recommend you not to wait until the last minute to submit your proposal. So you have plenty of time. So go through all the proposal template and the online form. If you have any questions, you can pose your questions and we will answer during the application form. Because if we do not receive your application on time, so before the open call is closing, we will not be able to evaluate, and there are no exceptions here. So we also recommend applicants to carefully read all guidelines for applicants provided by the DigiCert Consortium. In this list, you have all the documentation that applicants may find relevant. You will find all the relevant information and the scope and objectives of the open call, as well as the guidelines for a successful application. Be concrete and concise. So some questions have character limitations. So go through all the questions. Please examine all the open calls documents. And for more information, go to our project website. You have the link here. Finally, the TRL level of the solution is, you need to consider this, because the goal here is to, at the end of the program, that you have a go-to-market prototype. So we are talking about in the end of the accelerator program, a TRL of 6 and 8. So please see if your product or service or prototype is suitable for achieving these results in the end. And of course, make sure that the evaluator can understand your concept. So here you should clearly describe the details of your technology or product, the challenges, the circular cities challenges you are tackling, and precise additional sectors. And of course, explain how the proposed solutions will address the challenges. And here you can refer to the technical challenges as well as the barriers expected to be solved. So how is the evaluation process? Once the open call is closed, all received applications will be checked for eligibility. In case an application is considered not eligible, it will receive a rejection email explaining the reasons why it wasn't considered for evaluation. After the proposal eligibility check, a remote evaluation held by external experts will take place And here you will have a pool of experts on circular economy, both technical and business experts. After the evaluation, the proposals will be ranked based on overall score, and the top ranked proposals will be invited to interview with the external evaluators or experts. Proposals not invited to the interview will be notified that they have not qualified. At the end, a minimum of 15 proposals will be selected, and then others will remain in the reserve list in case the selected proposal fails to enter the DigiCert phase one. So all applicants will be informed about evaluation results, and all proposals will receive an exception or rejection letter together with an anonymized version of their proposal consensus evaluation report. The evaluation will be done remotely and within the F6S platform, and the external evaluators with experience in the circular economy and digital technologies will evaluate each proposal, scoring it based on the following evaluation criteria. So we have five criteria, and the first one is referring to the challenge fit, and you have a small description here. The second criterion is regarding the concept and innovation. The third criterion will focus the environmental and societal impact. The fourth criterion will focus the business potential of your proposal. And finally, the fifth criterion will focus the implementation of the project proposal, as well as the team capacity to help that implementation. So each criterion will be marked between 1 to 5, and scores will indicate as the following assessments. So if you receive a score of 1, will be fail. So here the proposal fails to address the criterion under examination. Poor, there are serious inherent weakness for the proposal received. You have good, so while the proposal broadly addresses the criterion, there are significant weaknesses that should be improved. Very good, the proposal addressed the criterion well. And finally, excellent. So the proposal successfully addresses all relevant aspects of the criterion in question. Please note that any score from 0 to 1 on any of the criteria disqualifies the overall proposal. As I said before, the top-ranked consortium will be invited to an online interview, and here the main goal of the interview is to go into details in what it refers to a concept and innovation, concept and innovativeness, the team and the engagement, the capacity and willingness to exploit experiment results. The interviews will be carried out by two evaluators, having one DigiCert member as the moderator. And the following criteria are to be evaluated along the interview. So we have four criteria. The first one will be is referring to concept and innovativeness. The second one, the environmental and societal impact. The third one, implementation and team capacity, and the fourth one, the motivation and future plans. And finally, before I finish my presentation, I leave here relevant links that you should take into consideration to consult. So on the F6S, on the DigiCert page for circular cities at F6S, you have a forum for a Q&A, and you have the link here to assess, so you can pose your questions there and they will be addressed. If you have if you would like to pose the question doubts for your during your applications, you have here our email, so you can email us directly and we will answer all your questions. You also have here the direct link for the online application for Circular Cities Open Call. You also have here the link to access all the documentation kits So the guidelines for applicants for the respective open call of circular cities. In our website, you also have a specific page for frequently asked questions. And finally, we invite you to subscribe to our newsletter that it's in our website footer, and here you can have the access link as well. So thank you again. I will be available for answering all your questions regarding the open call on the Q&A section. And now I will pass the word to my colleague Lorenzo that will present the Circular Cities Accelerator Program. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Katarina. Well, as the control of the presentation.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting. Just... Okay. Do you have the control, Lorenzo?
Not yet.
No? Now? Okay.
Yes, thank you very much. So good morning, everyone. I'm Lorenzo Strocco. I'm Deloitte manager. In the next slide, I will present you the acceleration structure and its details. This is the first accelerator of the DC CIRC program. It's an open innovation initiative with business courses on different topics. You will be followed by business mentors and sector experts. You will get in touch with actors of the sector's ecosystem. And the last, but not least, you have the possibility to be funded for your development and R&D activities. What about the timeline of the program? It's a program with 4 months length, divided in two phases, that will start in mid-April and will end with the demo day in June 2021. As you can see, the accelerator is divided in two phases. Each phase has different typologies of courses. The courses can be physical. It means that they will take place in presence with a lecture and a workshop, Q&A session, brainstorming sessions, mocks, massive open online courses. It means web lectures hosted on edX platform. And finally, hybrid courses. They will be physical and remote courses. We have mandatory and optional courses. It means that the attendance for mandatory courses cannot skip the courses. Difference for optional, the attendance can choose to follow or not the courses. All the acceleration program, as I said before, will be supported by business coaches and thematic mentors. You will have weekly meeting with business coaches and bi-weekly meetings with sector experts. Something, just a moment. Only a moment again, I cannot change the slide. Okay. Something about the courses. First of all, we still don't have the exact date for each courses. But you can take in consideration the first column of the table and the order of the courses as they are presented. Second column of the table identifies if the courses are physical, MOOCs, or hybrid. And the third column is about the content of the courses. And here we describe, there is a short description of the courses, just to let you understand what the course would be about. For the first phases, thematic innovation talks, a thematic session to highlight the key challenge faced by the sector, lead startup methodology with a deep dive of the methodology and some use cases of the approach, systemic design with a description of the systemic design principle in order to develop project proposal, business model consolidation, market and customer analysis, with the definition of customer and industry target and market trend, team building and partnering. We will work with your team, with the assessment of the team and the analysis of the strategic typologies of partnership. Here, the courses for the phase two. The phase two from mid-May to the beginning of July 2021, MVP development technique and typologies of the MVP methodology. Sorry, commercial launch strategy, IP support in order to understand all the legal implication in the selection of the IP strategy, pitching techniques, access to capital funding, business and financial planning. The last 3 weeks, we will have, as I said before, some mandatory and other optional courses. Resource management, how to have efficiency maximization, system dynamics, internationalization, how to expand the business abroad, ethics, and social responsibility and communication and management. Next session, I would like to, just a moment. I have some problem with the control of the presentation. Okay, sorry. Let's have a look on the evaluation process. The consortium that will apply for the acceleration program will be evaluated twice. First time in the first phase and the second time in the second phase. There will be another evaluation for those one which will be selected for the demo day. In phase one, the consortia will receive 5K grant, 70% on the basis of the participation to the first physical training in April 21, as I presented before. The 30% on the achievement of the following KPI. It means participation to the project activities, submission of the first progress report with all details required, and business plan development and first POC. In these phases, the evaluation will be done by staff and coaches of the accelerator. For the second phases, has this the first one, the consortia that will achieve the second phase will receive 15 grant. This 15 grant will be divided in 30% on the basis of the participation of the second physical training event in May, June 2021, and 70% on the achievement of the following KPI. Just to read the KPI: participation to the project activities, improvement of the business idea, of course, in comparison to the initial one, acquisition of the new competence and skill, improvement of the sustainability aspect, realization of the of an MVP, achievement of the milestones suggested during the courses, a submission of a project progress report. Also here, the evaluation will be done by staff and coaches of the program. This was the second phases of the accelerator, and the last one is the demo day. At the end of the phase two, there will be a final event where five consortia team will be selected, and they will get 500k funding more. The consortia will be ranked according to the following criteria: 85% on business potential of the idea and its commercialization plan. Of course, to make use of the 100k grant, the commercialization plan has to be based on the 100k grant, and 15% on the KPI of the second phase that I already present. The evaluation will be done in this case by business expert selected by the DigiCirc consortium. Two words about the payment of the 100k funding for this demo day. Only one second. I still have problems with the controlling. Okay, sorry. The payment of the 100k will be given in two tranches: 40% immediately with the sign of the subgrant agreement, and the 60% paid by February 2022 with the achievement of the following KPI. First of all, submission of details of the progress made during the 6 months on prototype development, first testing results, go-to-market strategy, and the roadmap for the future activities, delivery of a first business development success, and a MVP development validated in a real environment. Demonstration, this is really important, demonstration that at least 20K has been spent for improvement of the prototype through large and scale demonstration, launch and marketing campaign, activate a marketing strategy. All of these KPI will be evaluated on the base of the following criteria. As you can see, the criteria are divided in six macro: concept and innovativeness, market, business plan, economic and financial, environmental and social, societal impact, implementation, and team. Each one has sub-criteria. You can find in application annex all the detail. For my side, this is all. Thank you very much for your attention. If you have any question, I will be at your disposal. I will leave the word to Katarina for the next section. Thank you again.
Thank you, Lorenzo. Just requesting my control again. Okay, so I have it. So we will start now with the Q&A section. So now is the time. If you have any questions, please click on the icon of raised hands. And I will ask the DigiCert partners to turn on their cameras so that they can all meet us. So I'm sharing my camera here. Hi, Lorenzo. Hi, Melanie. So do we have any questions? So please go ahead. Okay, so first question, is the recording going to be published? Yes, the recording will be made available through our website and the slides presentations will be sent by email.
Hello.
Hi.
I would like to know how do we know if we are an eligible project?
Sorry, can you repeat again the question?
Yeah, I would like to know how do we know if we are an eligible project?
Yes, so there's an eligible check. So you need to be an SME, European SME. Your SME needs to be within the European countries or H2020 associated countries. And you need to only submit one proposal. And this is a simple eligibility check. You need to submit all the annexes presented during the presentation of the open call. So these are the five main steps to consider a proposal eligible for evaluation.
And we find the eligibility test in the website?
Yes, you can find all the information about the eligibility check steps on the guidelines for applicants. And this you can find on the open call page for our project website. And all the templates for the annexes you need to fill in are also there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so the next question. We have a business, so Nikki from Kosh says that they have a business validated MVP with 150 Belgium recurring clients of which three cities. We want to expand there into Europe by targeting more cities. Is the accelerator open to us? We are willing to revise the MVP in phase one, or however, targeting different market countries.
Let me say that. Sorry.
Go ahead, Lorenzo.
Okay, sorry. Let me say that we accept the proposal with an MVP already implemented, so or developed. It will be easier. Let me say, evaluate this proposal, and it will be easier. If the MVP works well, go in a fast way on the market. That's the point. So
okay, thank you.
Okay, we have another question from Xenia. I think I'm saying the name correctly. If not, I do apologize. And the question is: both SMEs could be from the same country. Yes, both SMEs can be from the same country, although we positively encourage the cross-border, SMEs can be from the same country. although it is mandatory that SMEs have different sectors of activities. Melanie, if you would like to add something else?
No, no, you are right, Katarina. But please note that it will be an evaluation criteria, the fact that the SME are not in the same country, that there is a cross-border collaboration.
Yeah. So another question is from Lavinia, and can a municipality play a role / be eligible?
Yes, a municipality can be part of a consortia, but the consortia has to be at least composed of two SMEs, and the municipality cannot receive funds from the project. So if only the SMEs and startups can be funded by the project.
Okay, thank you, Melanie. Can a cooperative or non-profit foundation participate?
So this is the same answer. As long as there are two SMEs in the consortium, a third partner can participate, but only SMEs and startups could be funded by the project.
Okay. So I don't have more questions in the chat. So does anyone else have any question? More questions? Okay, one more. Thank you. Could you please explain what fits under the energy sector? Do you want to answer, Melanie? You are muted.
Sorry. Energy sector. So I'm not sure I can reply. But I can provide you more detail later on about these questions.
Ugo, would you like to explain better your question?
Yes, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. The question is, the work we do is, we focus as an organization on issues related to electronic waste prevention. And so, and repair and reuse of electronics. So I'm trying to understand if we are eligible because energy potentially can mean something like that, given that you mentioned repair as one of the areas of the focus in the earlier text. I wanted to see if I was right or wrong to think that way.
I think that you are eligible, because what you have to do is to address one of the challenges of the open call. So it's autonomous city, waste management, sustainable consumption and education. And I think that the energy is part of the sector that we covered. So if we, as you are the energy sector, and as long as you covered one of the, you address one of the challenges, you are eligible. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Melanie. So the next question is from Xenia again, and the question is, what is the maximum of participants in the consortium? So the consortium should have a minimum of two SMEs. Of course, it can have more. And the next question is from Christian. Are you looking for digital solutions only?
Yes, this is the subject of our project, and we are only looking for digital solutions.
Okay. A question from Victory. Is water quality a topic in circular cities?
Yes, it is one of the sector that we address in our open call. So yes.
Thank you, Melanie. Another question from Francois. What exposure do cities do you provide such that the consortium can validate its market fit, especially before we undertake efforts in the development? So, Francois, can you further explain your question? So, is this referring to the application form itself, or the open call application? I'm sorry, or during the already accelerated program? Francois?
Francois say for the phase one. If you, Francois, please, can you repeat the question, or maybe Catalina?
You can talk. Okay, so a question I have here, I don't know if I'm receiving a lot of questions, so I'm going one by one. So what exposures do CTDO provide such that the consortium can validate its market fit, especially before we undertake efforts in development?
I think if my help as an answer, the digital tools, especially the geolocational waste and the industrial symbiosis, their goal is to enable these exposures to cities. So we are enabling that through the platforms. Nonetheless, it will be up to the SMEs and to the consortium itself to reach the city of interest to validate its market fit. We are enabling this with the technology, and we highly suggest the consortium to actually use the platform.
Thank you so much, Davide. The following question is from Kizmia again. And could you tell more about the mobility topic? What could be eligible?
So what is eligible is all the solution that address the challenges, the four challenges we define in the project. So it's a very, very broad definition. We need that they cover the sectors defined of building and construction, plastics, food, energy, and water. So if you propose a digital solution that address these challenges and are within one of these sectors, this is eligible.
Thank you, Melanie. A question from Jasper. It's towards the application form at F6S. So the question is, when filling in the application form under the proposal description, it says to use the official template available at DigiCert Circular Cities. So you have two different application forms you need to fill in. So you have the application form within the F6S platform, and within this application form, you should submit the proposal description template, which is provided, which annexes is provided within the guidelines for applicants that can be found on the open call page for Circular Cities under the DigiCert website. The link is also provided in the slide with the information, relevant and important links. Okay, so next question is from Plastipolix, Annabelle Sion. And the question is smart/electric mobility eligible?
Yes, it could be eligible, I think, under the autonomous cities challenges. And it's covered the energy sector. So I would say yes.
Thank you, Melanie. The following question is from Roman from Echo Digital. There are special rules for regions from new European Associated Country, Eastern Partnerships, countries and Horizon 2020 Erasmus Plus. I don't know if I fully understand the question, but...
Yes, I think that I guess you are eligible onto the H2020 program. Yes. You are eligible to our open call.
Yes, so but as per any special rules for regions, you just need to be a European associated country by the definition of Horizon 2020, and you should be considered eligible. The next question is from Jasper from Rexcon, and is the template in PDF field available, or is the Word documentation to fill in? So all the documentation kit, which concerns to the guidelines for applicants and all the annexes, are available in PDF because it's easier to have it online as a PDF format. But you can convert it into a Word document, fill it in, and submit it as again in PDF format through your application form. But all documentation is available. So the next question is from Jeremy from eGreen. The two SMEs have to provide a digital solution. Do these solutions have to be combined in one?
So we are also cross-sectoral consortia. So the idea is to maybe one SME is providing the technical expertise, the digital solution, and another one the expertise on the sector, on the thematic.
Okay, thank you, Melanie. The following question is from Ugo. You mentioned that applications with an existing MVP are acceptable. Would it be okay if the initial MVP had been developed only by one of the SMEs part of the consortium?
I would say yes. I would say yes, of course, during the acceleration program, there will be an activity that has been done as a consortium and not just by one SMEs. And this MVP, the progress of this MVP will be done as a consortium. So it's not a problem for my side yet.
I think it needs to also be clearly defined in the proposal how the other SME in the consortium will improve the MVP and their knowledge, possibly a thematic or a digital knowledge, how it will influence the development of a new MVP.
Okay, thank you so much, Lorenzo and Davide. So the next question is from Miki. And in case we are chosen, we can connect other peer SMEs to important people at cities. Ah, okay, this is a... Well, basically, Miki is asking if in case of a selected, they are a selected consortium, if they can connect to other peer SMEs, to important people at cities in Belgium to check their market fit. I believe so. I don't see any constraints here.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I'll just chip in if you don't mind.
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
Sorry, the sun is straight in my screen right now. It wasn't at the beginning of the meeting. Basically, as a platform, we screen all the retail which is existing in cities based on the products that they have in store. So we screen all the products in store, and then we get data on how many circular products there already are in a certain city. And based on that, because we've got all this information, we also send this information to consumers so consumers can find more sustainable and circular alternatives in their city on our platform. We started with memberships towards retailers, but now more and more cities are signing up as an entire city onto our platform. So one, to have an idea of the sustainability and the circularity of fashion and lifestyle products in the city, and on the other hand, in order to leverage it to consumers. So considering this is not technically construction. It's not technically purely on water or something. I was wondering if we're eligible for the DigiCert accelerator.
I would say, it's difficult for me to answer, but I would say yes. I would say yes, as long as the main your solution address our challenges, so yes, I would say yes. But you can provide you can send your question and by email to the generic address, and we try to provide a more detailed answer on this, because it's difficult. Yes, I think it would be better.
Yes, I agree with you, Melanie. So, Nikki, if you could send your question by email, we would be grateful, because it will allow us to better understand and analyze the question itself and the situation, and provide a more suitable and correct answer. Perfect, thank you. So a question from Antonio from OPU. Mobility is not a topic, is it?
Mobility is not a topic. The topic has been you can find the topic on the DigiCert webpage, and mobility is not part of the topic.
Thank you, Melanie. A question from Mireille Vasquez. How can an education program fit into the programs? So how can an educational project fit into the DigiCert program, or challenges in this case?
The idea is to provide the tool. To do so, we need every citizen and the actor have the relevant and knowledge. So I'm not sure if I reply to your question.
Mireille, did Melanie answer to your question? You are muted.
She wrote that she will email the information that she requested.
Okay, thank you. Because I'm following question by question, and we have 20 so far, so it's really good. So answering your question, Roman, so yes, we will provide the contact email from me, F6S, and today's speakers. Of course, we can provide the contact if the speakers all agree.
Yes.
Thank you. The other question, the following question is from Sayanati, from Fondatio. We are a hybrid hub accelerator. We help and promote green and water innovation startups. We also provide professional training in IoT and water engineering. Wonder if we are eligible. As Melanie already answered, so as long as we have two SMEs in the consortium, you can participate as member of the consortium, but please bear in mind that the fundings will only be allocated to the SMEs.
And the idea is to provide a digital solution that address the four challenges and that cover the five sectors.
So another, I think we already answered this question, Antonio. So they can be from different countries or must be from different countries. So the consortium can be composed by cross-border SMEs, so SMEs from different countries, or SMEs from the same country. Of course, we incentivate you to build a consortium with SMEs from different countries to promote this cross-border criteria. But of course, they can be from the same country. And a question from Enrico Sabatini. Would it be a problem to have a higher TRL, TRL9, in order to be eligible? In my opinion,
If you already have a TRL9, I don't think you need to get into the accelerator program. Or maybe I misunderstood your questions.
Yes, my understanding is the same. So if you already have a technology with a TRL9, you already are suitable for a go-to-market. So I don't know if this answers your question, Enrico. Ah, yes. Okay, thank you. And another comment, a question from Nicoletta. So my company, HyberDAP, is based in UK. Would it be eligible? Yes, UK SMEs are eligible. So you can apply. And another question from Hugo. According to the UA definition, SMEs can also be non-profit organizations. We are registered as a charity and we otherwise fit the definition. Can we be the lead partner of a consortium?
I think for this one, we need to check further and make sure that we provide a good answer that fit the law and the requests also from the European Commission. So, Hugo, again, if you could also send us an email and then we can reply and reply to you directly.
Yes, thank you, Davide. I just send again the DigiCert email info@digicert.eu. I don't see any more questions in the chat.
I think we maybe missed one question where Antonio is saying that, so based on your comments, CISIS can join without budget as a supporter partner, right? I think that's indeed the case. So they can join. If there are at least two SMEs, and they can be a supporter partner, but without budget.
Yes, thank you, Davide. Okay, so if you don't have any further questions, I think we can conclude the webinar. Here you have all the information. We, of course, thank you for being here with us today. You can find more information about our project in www.digicert.au. You can follow us on LinkedIn and, of course, follow us on Twitter. And it will also be great if you could share in your chat your Twitter account so that we can follow up your SMEs or organizations. So if you would like to follow us and we'd follow you back, just send us your Twitter or LinkedIn accounts here on chat. So I will now pass the word to my colleagues from the consortium, if they, in case they want to say anything else. But from my part, I thank you again, and I pass the word. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for participating. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to send us an email. We'll be happy to reply. Thank you very much.
Can I just ask you a question on the fly, because I wasn't quick enough to post it in the chat. So would you consider software developments as a part of this call? Say, in general, I mean, I'm not going into details, but would you be looking for products, services, or specific products, or would you also consider software developments, which may have a very innovative, you know, halo, but...
I think what we could say about that is that digitalization is a mandatory part of the consortium. Therefore, software development is part of digitalization, and therefore can be part of a consortium as long as the solution developed by the consortium addresses one of the four challenges. And it also, most likely, the other SMEs on board might bring in the thematic expertise. So I think software development can and will be part of a lot of consortia, but it depends if combined with thematic knowledge and for a solution that addresses one of the four challenges within the sectors as well that are listed on the website.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you so much, everyone. I see that you're still writing something in the chat. Thank you so much. And I wish you a really pleasant day or rest of the day today. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.